The lawsuit dismissed today was brought by Dane County, Dane County Executive Kathleen Falk, and Dane County Board Chair Scott McDonnell. It challenged the collective bargaining plan on a variety of grounds, among them that a quorum was not present when senators voted on the plan, and that the bill was not related to the special session called by the governor. In a written decision, Circuit Judge Marianne Soumy didn't touch on the merits of those complaints. She wrote instead that under longstanding Wisconsin law, Dane County did not have the authority to bring a constitutional challenge like this, since it's essentially an arm of state government. Soumy's decision was by no means the final word on this plan. She's also the judge in the lawsuit by the Dane County District Attorney alleging legislators broke the Open Meetings Act when they passed the collective bargaining plan. That case has proceeded much differently, with Judge Soumy issuing a temporary restraining order blocking the law from taking effect. Soumy wrote today that the differences in the cases are straightforward. She says the DA has explicit authority to enforce the open meetings law, while Dane County does not. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.